Patty Doyle joins us this hour, and I'm very happy to be able to say that. About a week ago, I didn't think Patty would be joining us anymore at all. She was that sick. I've never heard her that sick. She's fine now, and she's back, and there's a lot going on. Patty, of course, was the person who identified what in all likelihood is what is afflicting so many people. I think it was 12 out of 19 tested had this particular type of flu, which is recombined with H1N1, apparently, and meningitis, viral meningitis. It's a terrible combination. It was first found in Ghana, Africa, last November. Patty reported about it then. She was sending me stories about it then. And it clearly has been brought over here by these so-called African refugees, just one of many diseases being brought here. Hello, Patty. Welcome back.
Well, I didn't think I'd be here today with that storm.
Yeah,
boy,
well,
we got hit. You can hear it in the phone lines.
How is it? You got a lot of ice?
Ice, a lot of ice, and I was really panicky because when it's ice is like that, you know, you lose power and you lose your phone service here.
Sure.
I'm in the boondocks. I'm lucky, I guess, I have a phone line.
So when the ice, you say there's ice, what happens? Is that rain that just instantly freezes? What is it?
Yes. Yeah, we've had rain. We had actual freezing rain and sleet coming down.
Uh-huh.
We had snow. I was out there this morning shoveling, of course.
Gosh, you're amazing.
Thanks to Allison C., I can shovel. I'm not walking out there tomorrow, though, I can tell you, because it's a sheet of ice. I went out to let the little one come in,
mm-hmm.
and I was slipping all over on the deck, and it's bad. Last night I had a mishap, so I'm pretty sore. I fell out of bed.
Oh, come on.
I hit my head on the walker that I put to block it so I don't fall out of bed.
Yeah.
And boy, my head hit that walker, the metal, and it caught my eyes. I got two black eyes. It looks it looks like I was boxing out there doing bare knuckles for money.
Or some Somalis came to your door and asked for donations.
That's what it. Well, no, they would look like this. I wouldn't if they came to my door.
Yeah.
They'd be going away with two black eyes.
Oh, man. Well, anyhow, most important, you're okay.
Speaking of illegals, I did want to bring this one up.
Mm-hmm.
This illegal alien from El Salvador, here illegally, mm-hmm. and of course has a criminal record, and claims to have two children,
right.
But that's by probably one woman.
Right.
And the court records show, now wait to hear what he was arrested for. He didn't want to, to go into where he was drunk and didn't feel like going into the user restroom. So he was urinating in public.
Oh, yes.
And a man happened to be passing by where this guy was going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the man said something. And the El Salvadoran took a box cutter and viciously attacked the man.
He cut him up in the face, his upper body. Yeah, he just sick.
Terrible. This is what we're bringing in.
Yeah.
And
this is what Donald Trump is bringing in. We got to be honest about this. If it was important to him, if this was recognized as the national security threat that it is, he would deploy the National Guard and the military on that damn border, and it would stop. He would pull us out of the United Nations refugee program, and it would stop. He will not do it.
No, he won't. Well, I tell you, I discovered something. As you know, I sent you the email you posted, the articles I wrote about it.
Yeah.
I'm watching those planes, the CDC planes.
Yeah, you're a plane tracker, yes.
I've been doing that for a couple of years now, four years. And I happened to notice they took out that big one, the It's N-173PA. That's the big Ebola plane with, I guess, four stretchers and a bunch of seats. And I traced where it was coming from. It originated in Malta. Well, they went from Georgia to Malta.
Right.
And they picked up 15 Somali. And I said, what is going on? Why are we bringing these infected Somali? Why go where they are to the hospital? They got hospitals in Malta. They got hospitals in Italy. Go. Well, anyway, I come to find out when checking Malta to see if there was an outbreak. Of course there was, and it sounds a lot like the Ghana flu. And the doctors, it's so bad, the doctors went on strike. Now, as you know, Malta, they don't, the country of Malta, the people of Malta, do not like black Africans. But, you know, I'm just saying it what it is.
Right.
They are prejudiced against Africans. So guess what? Malta took in Somalis and Africans from Greece, the overflow of Greece. And the overflow from Italy, plus some a lot of the rafts are dropping the blacks off in Malta.
Right.
Well, in the works since November, come to find out that Malta is accepting the Africans, but they're sending them, guess where?
I can't even stomach this. I know where they're sending them. It just makes me
sick.
To
the U.S. And I suspect Israel is also sending. They've been deporting Somalis and black Africans to Israel.
Right.
They call them illegals over there.
Yeah.
And they've been deporting them, but they don't. They are not sending them back to their country. They are sending them. Israel is sending them to Libya to go on the rafts and to end up in the U.S. and Europe. Can you believe it? Well, in any event, I looked again at the CDC plane. They were carrying 15 Somali. And guess how many left Malta the same day as the CDC plane?
Huh.
15 Somali.
Well, there it is. You figured
there
it out again.
Oh, smoking gun.
Yeah.
And that just infuriates me. And then within 2 weeks, another shipment, as I call it, of human beings are coming. Malta's sending more.
Somebody's allowing them to come in here, and the buck stops at the Oval Office. Okay?
That's right.
Man is supposed to protect us. He promised it would stop. He lied.
Yeah.
Can anyone still support him? I'm not saying support Hillary. I'm just saying you've got to pull your loyalty when you get kicked in the teeth so many times.
Yeah.
Now he's going to take us to nuclear war and then another nuclear war for Israel against Iran in all likelihood. Yeah. We're doomed. And if Kim is lucky and gets off a nuke missile with a nuke warhead and it lands in Seattle, is that the price Trump is willing to pay? Apparently so.
It's crazy. And the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, if some land in the ocean, it's finished. We have that Fukushima nonstop radiation. And it's ridiculous, Jeff. Oh, and now they're processing in Malta. They're processing 260 more to come to the U.S. Do you believe that?
No.
I guess they'll be on the next batch of CDC planes. Each CDC plane costs $250,000 to come over. This is so unfair. And people, please, listeners, when you pay your tax this year, and I'm sure they will gouge us terrible when you pay your property taxes, which are going to go up sky high because of the tax breaks to the billionaires. Think about all these people coming in, and they're going to get everything free, tax free. And as I talked about the alien who stabbed that man for just saying you should use the restroom.
Right.
These people don't pay taxes. This guy works off the books for his relative.
Mm-hmm.
They claim it's a relative. And he does odd jobs. This is cash under the table.
Sure.
They're not paying the taxes. We are paying. And I'm sure that I know that his lawyer, guess who's paying for this guy's lawyer, although he didn't show up, he was posted $5,000 bail, big deal. And he didn't show up for the judge had called a conference.
Mm-hmm.
This guy didn't even show up for it.
Right.
My guess is he's down in El Salvador.
Oh, he's gone. He'll go away for a while, then he'll come back.
Yeah, he'll be back by the summer. And all will be forgotten. And I'm sure that that happened in Baltimore. But nevertheless, this is what we're taking. Now we're taking them from Malta. And Malta is obeying the EU by taking all the Africans from Italy and Greece.
Right.
And Israel. I'm going to add Israel because I'm that sure. They're deporting these people to Libya, and Libya sending them to Malta.
Uh-huh.
Just a stone's throw. And Malta sending them to the U.S. And how much more? They're resettling these people. The Somalis, this group that came over was resettled in Maine, Bangor, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Jeff, Bangor, Maine is becoming a little Somalia, little Mogadishu over there.
Yeah, well, that's what Gary Holland said last hour. He's from Maine, and he knows what's going on. Lewiston, Bangor, it's sad. He used the same expression.
Yeah. Maybe we could get him on tonight if he's listening. He'll call in.
Yeah, if you're still there, Gary, give us a call. Let us know. We can put you on. Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to know what, have him describe Bangor, Maine now with the Somalians. And you know that the largest group they've shipped over to Minnesota.
It's over 100,000 there.
Yeah, yeah.
In Minnesota.
There'll be a lot more because they reproduce.
Yeah, they don't, they're not like Western people. They don't seek a mate, stay with a mate, generally speaking. It's more like just a herd of animals, male and female, and they just circulate and breed. That's what they do.
Well, they breed, they rape, and here's typical. I pulled up my note.
Whoop, we lost Patty. Let's see if we can get her back here in just a minute. In the meantime, this story about, we talked about with Gary last hour, the Marines and the training with quad rotors, quadcopters, drones. Do you remember the story I ran? And I forgot, it was like a TED Talk. I've asked James to try to find so many good pieces and they go by so quickly. This was a fellow addressing a TED Talk. He was showing off an AI drone that was so small, it filled up about half of his palm, had four little rotors, and it took off and flew around like a bat. And he let it go, and he reached out for it, and it backed away from him. And he said, good pilot? No, AI. The little drone was programmed not to be grabbed or not to be captured. And so it stayed away. And then the little drone was given another signal to seek out a target, and they had a dummy on the stage, a mannequin. And the drone went out over the audience, took a bead on this mannequin, and hit it right in the forehead. And the little drone was carrying a shaped charge. I've forgotten how big, 2-3 millimeters thick or something. And it fired a projectile that penetrated the cranium, went right through the brain, and killed the person. It was a mannequin. But that's where we are now. And if you could drop a few million of these off in a city, and apparently that's the plan, and they're all instructed to find somebody out, hit them in the head, and this explosive charge will kill them. The future is so grim and so far down the road, as I've said 1,000 times, that the average person wouldn't believe it. They would say, oh, the guy's, I'm crazy. Jeff's crazy. He said, no, we've got the video. And the guy just put it up there. And now they're teaching the Marines with video games and all that. These are personalized killer drones. And they're fueled by AI in terms of computer technology. And they go. So we have just so many things to contemplate. It gets to be crazy. A lot going on here. As you know, Kim is having his big parade tomorrow. Probably have that up maybe tonight even. It's probably going on, well, might be going on pretty soon. And Trump wants a parade. It's like high school kids. You're going to have a parade? Well, I'm going to have a parade. Mine's going to be bigger than yours. Trump said, I want a big military parade. I want the tanks to roll. Well, Kim is going to have ICBMs rolling. They're going to be a little different there. So anyhow, that has drawn a lot of interest, a lot of complaints from people who understand what's going on. It's like king of the schoolyard, and it's pretty grim. China, if you missed the story, has deployed 300,000 troops, fully equipped, ready to go with full support, Air Force, missile support, heavy armor, to the North Korean border in preparation for potential war. And I would suggest that they're not there strictly to keep Koreans out. So we'll have to wait and see. This issue of 300,000 Chinese troops is huge. Remember earlier, and I repeat it again, the Chinese said unequivocally, if Trump makes the first move, we will defend our, didn't call them brothers, but our co-Asian residents. They're going to stand with North Korea. The story, and it's interesting, while the we're going to forget species. All right, the image of nuclear war with North Korea has faded in recent weeks. Well, I would disagree with that. This is from Zero Hedge. China is not taking any chances, and ahead of the Winter Olympics in South Korea, the Chinese government has deployed 300,000 troops and multiple mobile strike groups to its highly guarded border with North Korea. Now it sounds like we're back on the air.
Oh, okay.
We're there? All right, we're back, Patty.
Yeah, let me. I'm here. I was talking all that time.
Well, that's okay. I was trying to as well. The internet went down, and Todd was able to get it back up, so good. Let me finish one little thing I was doing. The Chinese government has deployed 300,000 troops and multiple ground strike groups. Now, think about that. Multiple ground strike groups. This is a military force designed to go into North Korea and act in an offensive capacity, I'm going to guess, to defend the North Koreans against an invasion from the South.
That's right.
These are strike groups. They're not defensive groups. They're not there to try to keep refugees from pouring into China. These are strike groups. Like, remember the Korean War? The Chinese sent in hundreds of thousands of troops then in strike groups. Same thing. Okay, Patty, where were you? And if you can pick it up again, go right ahead. Just repeat what you were saying.
I forget. I got it all out. Now I'm not so angry.
Well, listen, let's talk about this flu. Americans are dying. Yeah. You identified what it was last November.
No.
No question about it.
And Nobody's talking
about the flu. It's not even being mentioned in the mainstream media.
Well, you know what they're calling it in the UK and in, in parts of Africa, they call it the Aussie flu.
Oh, they're blaming
it
on the Australians. That's a lie. That's misdirection.
Yeah, there is no Australian flu.
No.
But they're calling it that Aussie flu. You know, blame another white nation.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly.
But it was back in, actually, the first cases started in that school in Ghana.
Uh-huh.
Back in August. It's been 7 months. And they had, initially, I believe there were 40 cases and 13 deaths, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they knew then that something was wrong. This was back in August or early September.
Huh.
And they finally, they kept the children in the school, but the parents came up and grabbed them away, and they went to different relatives,
right?
Probably in Europe and probably in America, and that's why we see it spread. That's the thing that the Africans seem to do. As soon as there's an outbreak, they grab up their extended family,
right,
and they run, and they bring that disease, whatever it is, whether it's Ebola, with them. You know what I'm noticing, Jeff? A couple of months ago, they started with that
Patty, hold that thought. Let me do this break, and we'll come back and start with that, okay? Hold on,
a
second. Be right back with Patty Doyle after this. Back with Patty Doyle, and Gary Holland has rejoined us. So Gary is here. Patty, what do you want to say? And then we'll get his comment about what happened to his hometown in Maine and what is going on in Maine. Say something, Patty.
Oh, I was waiting to hear Gary.
No, you just say, to tell Gary what you were thinking, and we'll get his two cents on this.
Yeah, Gary, first of all, it appears that the CDC are bringing over Somalis from Malta now. Jeff posted my article, so you can, when you have time, maybe you can look them over. And they come with the article and my comments. And I'm just wondering, what does Bangor, Maine look like now?
Well, my mom and dad moved out of Maine about 4 years ago. They moved out here to Las Vegas. So at that point, there was Somalis moving in. Because, see, Bangor, Maine, you have to understand, you have a big Air Force base there called Dow Air Force Base. That closed down a long time ago. But all the base housing became city public housing. And people don't realize that. There's more public housing. I'll tell you this. There's more public housing in Bangor, Maine, and that's a city of a size of maybe 50,000, 60,000 population in the city and probably surrounding area, maybe 200,000 in the suburbs and that whole metro area, okay? Bangor, Maine, we're talking that's the size. Bangor, Maine has more public housing units than all of Clark County, Nevada.
Wow.
They closed most of the public housing down here in Las Vegas. So why the Somalis were starting out, what they were doing was taking the white. I've heard stories that they were just, for some reason, saying they were getting evictions. Like, in other words, the city would come in and give them evictions for just stupid reasons. We suspect you are drug dealing. And not even drug dealing. They said, we heard you were accused of it, so you got to get out. Just minor infractions that they had loopholes where they get these people out. Well, who are all the people being replaced? All Somalis.
Right.
Come in.
So they're getting rid of American citizens. So you're saying they're getting rid of the American citizens from the housing developments there, the project, and they're putting in these Somalis and Africans. That is so unfair.
Yeah.
There's no place for... There really is no place for poor, the working poor. Over here by me, and there are several elderly, mostly women, living in their cars over at Walmart. And the police, when they have nothing to do, like to go in the middle of the night around 3 o'clock and roust them and tell them they have to go to Sam's Club. And they have to park there for the night. and then they wake them up at 5 o'clock and move them back. I mean, that is so unfair. It's not funny, but the Fishkill police think it's funny. I mean, you know, well, these poor people.
Yeah, I was talking to Jeff last hour. It's no different what's going on in Southern. I'd say even, but at least they move them, let them go to another parking lot. In Southern California, I've discussed with, you know, a couple of times with Jeff, they're basically people, there's so many homeless in Southern California now.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere at night. I don't care, even parking lots in Beverly Hills have homeless people living in Mercedes-Benz. So that's what's going on, because I know a couple of people that drive Uber down there, and they told me this. So you have that. So what do? They go into the parking lot, the police do, with their canine dogs that barking at the people, with the dogs wanting to bite them. They said, we're going to search your car because you're a drug addict.
Gary, excuse me. Are the cops having some kind of perverse fun? Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yeah. Over here they are. They think it's funny.
Yeah. Well, they do. They get off on it. It's like they put the people, so they'll sit the people most of the time, even when it's rain, they'll make them sit on the wet ground while they're so-called search your car. Then after they don't find nothing in the car, they say, okay, where's your insurance card? Well, I don't have my insurance card. Do you have insurance? I do, but I don't have my card, or they'll say, I don't have insurance. So what do? They say, you're not allowed to touch your car anymore. It's going to the impound yard.
Wow.
And what they'll do at 2, 3 in the morning on a cold night, and Jeff knows about the marine layer nights that you get in Southern California.
Yeah.
The marine layer comes in, it's damp, it's cold, it's just a real miserable cold. And so right in the middle of the night, 2 in the morning, a damp, cold marine layer night, they'll tow the person's car, and then people are left in that parking lot with the clothes on their back, as they see their belongings and everything getting towed to the impound yard. By the way, they'll never see. Because once it gets to the impound yard workers strip the car down for what they want. They steal everything out of there. The workers don't have money to do this. They steal the money. They'll steal radios. They do everything. So when you pick your, even if you could afford to pull your car out of the impound, you get it stripped. Yeah. It's already been, everything's been stolen out of the inside. The rest has been thrown away.
Wow.
And you go... And by the way, most of these homeless are basically they're going to be street homeless because they can't afford to go to the impound. Like I was telling Jeff last hour, Patty, these people get their car impounded. Even one night, you're running $400 or $500 every day.
They don't have it.
An impound.
No, they can't bail their car out. That's sick. We got problems here. We got big problems in this country. And yet we're bringing in these Stone Age third worlders, fourth worlders.
Monsters.
And paying them, savages, paying them for everything they need. Everything.
Right.
What is wrong with this country?
And they are.
This started a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it's now worse.
With the Vietnamese refugees.
Yeah.
You know, I used to work in Orange County.
Right.
I used to work in Orange County years ago. I worked with this guy. He was Vietnamese. Father was a big, high up in the South Vietnamese Army. So this was in the mid 1990s, and he told me at that time they were still receiving monthly checks as a refugee status from 1975.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he said they had just extended it at that time. This was in the late 90s for another 20 years. So technically, I think that if 2017, if you look, they probably extended it again. See, what they do is, because not only do they give them initial funding for these people, they just keep extending the bill and keep rebuilding it and building upon it. And they never stop. Because this guy had been, like I said, that Vietnamese guy I knew, he was in the country, had been in the country for so many years, the father had been, and they had another 20-year extension on their
unreal, credit. Unreal.
Oh, it's crazy. They get monthly checks, and this is the other thing, Jeff, is what they do is they get special interest-free small business loans that no one can get.
Right.
And
that's why they have business.
Block grants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you go down what they, you know, in Orange County now, they have Westminster, Midway City, City of Westminster, Garden Grove. It's called Little Saigon. That's what it is. It's literally Little Saigon, but they all own their own businesses. And their businesses keep getting floated, by the way. Even if they're doing bad, they never go out of business.
Huh.
Because the government keeps propping them up with these block grants.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
I can't. And guess what I got this year, Gary? I got, after 3 years of no cost of living, they're giving me a dollar more this year. Isn't that wonderful? A whole dollar. Gosh.
Oh, I'm telling
you.
My mom got less than $9. But then they were told that all their new Medicare Advantage plan, now their deductibles went up, and their cost of share in the pharmacy went up. Everything went up. And now there's testing that they won't do anymore for them, saying, well, if you're over a certain age, you don't need these type of, screenings anymore for cancer. If you got the cancer, it'll last until your old age or whatever. Well, I don't understand that. That's kind of, what kind of logic is that? So in other words, if you're over a certain age and you don't want to get screened, it's better. They say, well, we're not even going to treat your cancer anymore. Because you're up there in age anyway. So in other words, what they're saying is you deserve in your last 10, 12 years of life
to suffer. Yeah, it's a slow burn genocide. It's inhuman. It's just inhuman.
But you know, Gary, this year, this December, I came down with hepatitis A, and I didn't go to the doctor, didn't go to the hospital. I wrote it out at home yellow, even the whites of my eyes yellow. But I did it. I made it. And Jeff helped me when I was starting to get sick. Felt like flu. And he sent me the Allison C. Wrote that out. And I'm just about getting my laryngitis gone. And maybe we're better off staying away from the hospitals than the doctors.
If we can just get people to understand that there are things that nature provides, if we can just stock it up, you start to get sick, you have Allison at home, you shouldn't get sick. You can stop it and deal with it.
Yeah.
The trick is not to get sick. If you attack it. And that's what Allison C. will allow you to do.
Well, that's what the doctors don't want to do for old people is preventive medicine.
No chance.
They just do symptoms. Oh, you have this. We'll give you cough medicine. Oh, you have laryngitis, sore throat, hurt. We give you a lozenger. We give you this. And, they treat the symptoms, but nobody looks for underlying causes. And the young ones coming out of med school now, everything is for the routine. I don't know. It's just, even the medical school, it seems to be going downhill. I just, it boggles my mind. The education.
Well, the medical schools, Patty, and Jeff knows this too, it's turned into just either Jewish, supremacy course, you got that. You always got your percentage of the group now of Jewish supremacists that go to these medical schools. But then the rest is all basically turned into EEOC and, quotas. So it doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter now at this point. The social justice warriors are dictating who gets in med school and who doesn't now.
Right.
So the brightest
it's all quotas, percentages, ethnicities. But this whole thing about paying billions and billions and billions for non-American citizen refugees from the third and fourth world is something that Donald Trump will not address. I'm not going to let him skate on this. He told us during the campaign he'd stop it.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing nothing.
He did.
This is a matter of national security of the highest order.
Yep.
He is actually, at this point, a betrayer of all the people who supported him 10 times over. I mean, I don't want to go into it anymore. It just makes me sick. Nobody will hold him accountable. I don't hear anybody else saying this except we do.
And
the only other one holding Trump accountable is the Israelis, because obviously he's doing their bidding for them. So, this is... obviously an Israeli-occupied government at this point. It's safe to say this is fully occupied Israeli government.
Zog.
So I guess, yeah, it's Zog. It is. Zionist World Order, ZWO. It's not the New World Order. New, there ain't nothing new about it. Zionism's been around forever. So
that's really a masterstroke, Gary. You're totally right. Yeah. No more New World Order stuff. It's ZWO. That's what it is.
And look, he's doing their work for them. So I guess he is keeping his promises to them, because that's, you know, the
absolutely. You bet.
Yeah. Yep. And again, tricking the dumb goyim, and then the goyim, just like cattle, you know, most of the goyim, what they do, like, just, well, you know, just they just run and just stampede to wherever the easiest. It is, and then the easy at this time is trying to make excuses for what Trump is doing wrong, because there's a lot of them out there stretching excuses now to the point of no return. You can, you know, and
exactly, exactly right. Well, Patty, go ahead.
These people are illegals. The Africans are going to outnumber us in no time, and they're going to suck up all of the natural resources, water, and they're going to deplete the food. They're going to deplete the water. And then they're going to turn and say, it's the white people's fault. They got to die so that we have our resources. When they came here, they chose to come here. Nobody's talking about mandatory birth control at all. They're bringing in 5, 6, however many wives, or I call them girlfriends, not really married. And nobody.
But their culture doesn't do marriage. Their culture is like a herd of animals that they just they're free associations, massive breeding. That's what it is. It's just
So you got one man could have 50 kids, and. With the white people.
One HIV-positive man could have 50 kids. And one-third, about one-third of them are infected.
Yep. But
When you look at it, though, when it comes to these fourth, fifth worlders, it is like a herd of animals. You have one, which is, you would be considered like the warlord or the...
That's what they are.
...the chief.
That's all they know.
Male in the herd. And then the rest of the male are just breeding.
It's the alpha male runs the show, and the rest are breeders and fighters.
Yeah, killers.
And they protect the herd, and then they herd them, and that's what they do. Because the fact of the matter is, when the third world and the fourth, fifth world flood this country and turn this into a fourth world country, once they get the whites off this planet, then all these people that are getting favored status right now will not be needed anymore, and they will then be liquefied.
They'll be the last to figure it out, though. You're right.
Yeah, they're so stupid that they just don't understand what's going on. But it won't be long. I think 2030, and we could see, 5 blacks to every white. And I'm talking from Africa, the immigrant black. And it's just terrible. And nobody
will talk about it. Nobody in Congress talks about it. The mainstream media won't talk about it. Nobody's going to stand up and hold...
The Democratic Party won't let them.
No, of course not.
No.
Of course not.
How did you know? Because it's all based on the greater Israel. The Jew wants to rule, be the ruler of the world. And that means they have to make everybody else the goyim and the scum and the subhuman to them. See, they said the Talmud, clearly states to them that they are a higher level human than the rest of us.
Right.
So only they know what's best and how to run us. And that's what they want. And that's the way.
And that's what they're doing.
And that's the way these. Of course, that's what they're doing. Like, you get the Shabbat goy that just go, basically an Uncle Tom to the Jew. That's what really what the Shabbat goy are. They, yes sir, dance. Yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. What can I do for you, sir? That type of thing. That's really what it is.
We're the servant.
Well, where do they go to grovel to in the Republican Party to run for president. They go to Sheldon Adelson. They grovel to the man. I would say in private meetings, they are on their hands and knees licking his shoes. And doing whatever, shining his shoes for him, doing whatever. Because these three, you know, he doesn't think of them as men. He thinks of them as an animal. And these idiots don't even get it. They probably do get it, but just don't care more than anything else.
Well, you know, think about it. All of a sudden, all these black Africans are sneaking into Israel. When did the Jews ever let anyone sneak into their country?
Well, they're throwing them out now.
I've never heard of illegal to Israel, but they're allowing it because they want to push them all onto the U.S. and onto Germany.
Yeah, they can't send them back to Africa. Why, Patty? Because it's too dangerous. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
So they have to make sure they go to Europe or America.
If they can get most of the blacks out of Africa, guess what? They'll take over all the gold mines and the diamond mines and all the resources. It boggles the mind that the blacks never figured out that they got a wealth of resources in that continent. You know,
unfortunately,
they want all the blacks here. Let us go there.
The people, though, that, you know, you understand the civilization of Africa didn't even build a two-story building until Europeans settled.
Made that statement many times, and Pastor James David Manning is the one who originally said it that I heard it from.
Yeah.
He's a black man and just doesn't lie. The truth is the truth, and that's the hard part for people to accept. They don't want it. Anyway, that's...
I've said it before. How many times, Jeff, I've said it before to people, and they even said it to you on time, off, you know, in a private conversation. I said, you hear this black revisionist history movement, which say that they're the smartest people in the world, that Africa was the best thing going, blah, blah, blah. And I asked the same time, and they said, we've been around thousands and thousands of years before whites ever existed on this planet.
Right.
And my question always has been, okay, if you say all this, you're saying you at least had 10,000 years in advance of our society, of a white European society on this earth. Then by the time European settlers ended up on the first time on the shores of Africa, you guys should have been already flying in spaceships.
Yeah.
It's all true. They had never built a two-story building. So there you go. These are herd animals, if you will, and their behavior. That's all they know. Except you've given them modern technology with like AK-47s, and they're killing off the wildlife as fast as they can.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It is. Gary, thanks for stopping by again. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it.
All right. And it was good seeing hearing from you, Patty, and I'm glad you're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm so glad you came on. Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gary.
Yeah. Bye.
Patty, you continue to get well. I'm sure the laryngitis will go away, just a little warm.
Yeah, it's a little slower, you know.
Yeah.
My age, but I feel so much better out shoveling this.
Well, you're out shoveling again. No. That's just incredible.
Yeah.
All right, you take care, stay warm, and I think we'll talk to you tomorrow night again.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, be well.
Have a good night.
Thank you,
everybody.
Okay, Patty, thanks. All right, that's our program tonight. Tomorrow night, Thursday, Gerald Celente will be stopping by, and Preston James, and then Patty Doyle back to bring us up to date on more of this disease issue. It's so bad. When you think of the simple fact that 20 to 30% of all black Africans that are coming over here have AIDS, and no one has talked about it. They won't even mention it. Is that fair to us? Be back tomorrow. Take care.